Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Teaching Outside the Box, How to Grab Your Students by Their Brains is a Practical Education Book by Luann Johnson, an experienced teacher widely known for writing about work with challenging students. The book belongs to the teacher development and classroom practice genre, combining advice, reflection, and examples drawn from real school settings. Its central purpose is to help teachers engage students more effectively by understanding how attention, emotion, trust, and motivation shape learning. Rather than defending rigid methods, Johnson argues for flexible, humane teaching that responds to how students actually think and behave. The book is especially concerned with students who are bored, discouraged, resistant, or considered difficult. And it asks teachers to see these learners as reachable rather than lost. Across its chapters, Johnson emphasizes preparation, relationships, communication, discipline, and instructional variety. The result is a hands-on guide that encourages teachers to be more creative, more observant, and more intentional in building classrooms where students feel respected and therefore more willing to learn. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching the student rather than only the curriculum. One of the strongest ideas in teaching outside the box is that successful teaching begins with attention to students as people, not just to contend standards or lesson schedules. Johnson repeatedly centers the human side of learning, arguing that a teacher cannot assume students will care about material simply because it appears in a textbook or on an exam. Students bring emotion, prior experience, fear, pride, and habits of resistance into the classroom, and teaching that ignores those realities often fails. Her approach asks teachers to consider what students need in order to participate mentally and emotionally before expecting consistent academic performance. This does not mean lowering expectations or replacing subject matter with entertainment. Instead, Johnson presents teaching as a relational and adaptive act in which curriculum becomes more effective when connected to student readiness and interest. She encourages teachers to notice the barriers that prevent learning, including mistrust, low confidence, and disengagement. That emphasis is especially important for educators working with students who have already experienced repeated school failure. In this framework, effective instruction depends on seeing discipline, motivation, and emotional safety as part of teaching itself. The book therefore challenges narrow definitions of classroom success and replaces them with a broader model in which understanding students is a prerequisite for teaching them. Well, secondly, trust, respect, and emotional safety as foundations for learning, a major theme in the book is that students learn better when they feel safe, respected, and taken seriously. Johnson treats trust not as a sentimental extra, but as a practical classroom necessity. Many students, especially those labeled difficult or unmotivated, are highly alert to disrespect, inconsistency, or empty authority. If they believe a teacher is unfair, unprepared, or dismissive, their resistance can harden quickly. Johnson therefore argues that rapport is built through everyday actions such as listening carefully, speaking respectfully, following through, and showing students that they matter. Her emphasis on trust aligns with the broader brain-based view that emotion affects attention and memory. A tense or humiliating environment narrows student willingness to engage, while a supportive environment makes effort feel safer. Johnson also highlights the value of encouragement and the role of teacher language. What teachers say, and how they say it, can either strengthen confidence or deepen student withdrawal. Respect in her model is mutual, but teacher-led, meaning educators set the tone through steady behavior rather than through demands alone. This focus helps explain why the book remains relevant. It frames classroom management and academic growth as deeply connected. Students are more likely to attempt difficult work, recover from mistakes, and stay invested when they believe the classroom is a place where they will be treated with dignity. Thirdly, preparation and the critical importance of the opening weeks. Johnson gives substantial attention to preparation, arguing that effective teaching depends less on improvisation than on careful planning and deliberate early routines. In her view, the first days and weeks of class are unusually important because they establish expectations, emotional tone, and patterns that become difficult to change later. New teachers in particular may underestimate how much groundwork is needed before academic instruction can run smoothly. Johnson responds by stressing preparation of materials, procedures, personal organization, and lesson flow. This aspect of the book stands out because it connects inspiration with structure. Teaching outside the box does not mean being random or loose. Johnson suggests that creativity works best when supported by thoughtful systems. Students are more likely to engage when the teacher appears ready, confident, and intentional. Good preparation also reduces avoidable discipline problems, wasted time, and uncertainty. It allows the teacher to focus on students rather than constantly reacting to preventable disruptions. Her attention to the first week reflects a realistic understanding of classroom culture. students quickly form impressions about whether a course will be serious, welcoming, confusing, or hostile. Johnson encourages teachers to make those opening experiences meaningful, clear, and memorable. In practical terms, this means using early class time to build momentum, establish credibility, and create a sense that school can be purposeful rather than merely routine. Fourthly, discipline as guidance rather than punishment. Another important topic in the book is Johnson's treatment of discipline. She rejects the idea that discipline is simply a matter of punishment or dominance, and instead presents it as a constructive part of teaching. This distinction matters because punitive approaches may produce short-term compliance without building responsibility, trust, or self-control. Johnson encourages teachers to think about discipline as a way to protect learning, communicate expectations, and help students develop better habits. Her approach reflects the broader philosophy of the book. Students respond more productively when teachers are firm, fair, and purposeful, rather than harsh or reactive. Classroom authority in this model comes from consistency and credibility. Students need boundaries, but they also need to understand that those boundaries exist to support the class rather than to humiliate them. Johnson therefore places discipline within a larger framework of respect, preparation, and relationship building. This perspective is especially useful in schools where teachers encounter repeated disruption or oppositional behavior. The book does not pretend such challenges disappear through goodwill alone. Instead, it argues that discipline works best when connected to clear routines, meaningful work, and adult self-control, by treating discipline as part of student development rather than simple enforcement. Johnson offers a more durable and humane model of classroom management that supports both order and learning. Lastly, instructional variety and motivation for diverse learners. Teaching outside the box strongly supports the use of varied instructional methods to hold attention and reach different kinds of learners. Johnson recognizes that students do not all respond to the same format, pace, or form of explanation. A classroom built only on lecture, worksheets, or repetitive routines can quickly lose students who need movement, novelty, interaction, or stronger relevance. Her answer is not gimmickry but thoughtful variety that keeps learning active and mentally engaging. This theme connects to the book's interest in brain-based learning. Johnson emphasizes that attention is limited and that boredom can become a serious obstacle to achievement. Teachers therefore need ways to make content more vivid, participatory, and memorable. She also ties motivation to self-esteem and success. Students who feel chronically unsuccessful often disengage to protect themselves, so instruction should create opportunities for participation, progress, and visible competence. What makes this topic practical is that Johnson writes from the viewpoint of classroom reality rather than abstract theory alone. She encourages flexibility, responsiveness, and a willingness to depart from stale habits when they are not working. This does not imply that every lesson must be elaborate. Instead, it means teachers should use multiple pathways into learning and remain alert to student response. In that sense, instructional variety becomes both a motivational tool and a form of respect for learner differences. In conclusion, teaching outside the box is best suited to teachers, teacher candidates, instructional coaches, and school leaders who want a grounded, experience-based discussion of student engagement and classroom practice. It is especially useful for educators working with adolescents, reluctant learners, or students whose past school experiences have weakened their trust in teachers and institutions. Readers looking for a highly technical research review may find it less academic than some education texts, but that is also part of its appeal. Johnson writes with urgency, practicality, and the authority of someone who has spent real time in difficult classrooms. The main benefit of the book is that it helps teachers rethink familiar problems such as boredom, misbehavior, and low motivation through a more humane and strategic lens. It pushes readers to examine preparation, language, relationship building, and lesson design as interconnected parts of effective teaching. Rather than offering a single formula, it provides principles that teachers can adapt across settings. What makes it stand out in the crowded field of teacher advice books is its combination of compassion and toughness. Johnson does not romanticize students or excuse weak teaching. Instead, she insists that students can be reached when teachers are prepared, respectful, creative, and consistent. That balance gives the book lasting value as a realistic guide for educators who want classrooms that are both orderly and alive with learning. If you would like to support Luann Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.